Hello, you are tuned in to CITR Radio's National Aboriginal Day special programming. CITR is broadcasting from the University of British Columbia, which is located on the traditional unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. My name is Eleanor, and I am the volunteer manager at CITR and Discorder magazine. You just heard the final episode of Wolf Tracks, a three-episode series created by Chris Cardinal as part of his First Nations and Indigenous Studies practicum program here at UBC. Over the past year, CITR had the pleasure of working with two practicum students, Chris and Tina, from UBC's First Nations and Indigenous Studies program. Both students spent many hours researching, writing, editing, and producing a podcast series, and today we're sharing them with our listeners as part of our National Aboriginal Day broadcast. Up next is the series Coming Into the Circle, a two-episode series created by Tina Alexis. This series looks at how universities such as UBC can better understand and support Indigenous students moving from rural areas to cities such as Vancouver to study.
Welcome to 101.9 CITR, UBC's radio station being hosted on unceded traditional territory of the Musqueam people. Tahuja Sabuzi Tina Alexis, Sa'apank and Sa'ama and Peter and Minnie Alexis, and John Neltane Chinalya Nyahorasni, Inkez and John Keo I Musqueam Habilzan Etwa Debe Nel Chinalya, John Dakel Hodel E Yetatiltak, Satlana and Janasta and Tatiana Ahatatni. Hello, my name is Tina Alexis. My grandfather and grandmother are Peter and Minnie Alexis. I am honored to be hosting this radio series on unceded traditional Musqueam territory. Welcome to Coming Into the Circle. Thank you so much for listening. This series is being created in conjunction with the First Nations and Indigenous Studies program here at UBC and CITR Radio. So specifically, the series highlights how we could better support Indigenous students as they study away from home. In our classrooms, we talk about how we could better the lives of Indigenous peoples, displacements, colonization, and how Indigenous peoples throughout the world share the same issues. In the studio with me today is the beautiful Tatiana Zamorano. Tatiana is Mapuche from Chile. She is also Mestiza. Tatiana is a fourth-year student at UBC majoring in sociology and minoring in First Nations and Indigenous Studies. In this interview, I wanted to understand how Tatiana managed studying away from home with a theme of coming into the circle. Today, Tatiana and I are going to talk about coming into the circle, how to better understand and support Indigenous students as they study away from home. Tatiana, welcome.
Tina, thank you. Hello, and thank you for having me.
Tatiana. I know that you are Mapuche. Tatiana, with your homelands being in Chile, can you tell the listeners the name of your nation?
My nation is called the Mapuche Nation. It extends across the Andes from Chile to Argentina, but what's unique about my nation is that we are not... We don't segregate ourselves into separate nations, even though we live in different parts of the Andes. We just go by the Mapuche Nation as just one big nation.
The Mapuche people have a proud history in asserting their independence, and knowing you, Tatiana, is proof that the Mapuches are strong, independent, and understand the importance of our connection to the land. And with that being said, Tatiana, do you have other family members that attend UBC now or in the past?
No, my mother did attend university, but at the U of A. But I, I am the first in my family to attend the University of British Columbia.
Good for your mom. The more people that pursue education, the better for our communities and for our people as we stand together. As for myself, my daughter graduated 2 years ago with a BSW, so technically I am the second. As a DACATH student, my experience of coming to university was challenging due to being separated from my family, culture, community, and language. Tatiana, I was just curious on what your experience has been in transitioning from your community to study in an urban area such as Vancouver.
My story is a bit unique in this sense in that I've been disconnected from my land since I was 29 years. So I never really had to transition because I've been disconnected for so long. And so obviously this happened as a result of state oppression. Being Mapuche in Chile has always been associated with shame, and so people refuse to identify as a Mapuche or even mestiza.
As a DACATH student, Tatiana, my experience of coming to university was challenging due to being separated from my family, culture, community, and language. What was your experience like transitioning from your community to study in an urban area such as Vancouver?
So my story is quite unique in that I never really had to transition. I've actually been disconnected from my lands and my community for about 29 years now. And that was a result of my grandparents and my parents becoming disconnected with their indigeneity at a young age. Because in Chile, being indigenous, like in many places, was associated with negativity, you know, the stereotypes and just shame. So a lot of people didn't want to identify as Mapuche or Mestiza, and so our culture was kind of, or my identity was kind of lost and oppressed for a while. But that's not to say that I don't carry any teachings or traditions with me. Even though my grandparents and my parents were very colonized, without even knowing it, they still unknowingly practiced our indigenous teachings and traditions, and that didn't matter where we were. So even though I was disconnected, I still carry a lot of the Mapuche ways and teachings, and I'm bounded to them, even away from my community and lands. But yes, at times it was hard not knowing my land, not knowing the entirety of my people and my culture. But what got me through that was the culture and community of peers in my Indigenous studies, I guess, communities, because they became more than... And this is an important space to provide for students, because these peers became more than just friends to me. These peers became what I call in Spanish compañeros, which are my comrades. And those relationships for me really helped me reconnect with who I am, my indigeneity, reconnect with my lands. And they're more than just friends. These people are, when I say comrades, I'm talking about, you know, people that I would stand alongside and fight with, people that I would fight for, you know, just these intricate relationships that we have. Those were the things that really got me through and helped me practice my culture. And even if it wasn't my culture, I was still practicing indigenous traditions, which really helped along the way. And you know, we had that beating group with
Nicole.
Yep. And so that was all healing for me, that was me reconnecting with who I was. And yeah, so you know, that transition is definitely hard, especially for me not ever even knowing, and for you having to constantly, you know, be here and then go back and then leave again. So for you is maybe a little more traumatic since you have to go and leave something that you love. And for me, it was just not knowing. But it's definitely, you know, very important for our future peers that they have the same spaces and the same opportunities to build our culture and keep reconnecting with that.
Based on your experience coming to UBC from a different country, what do you see as the personal benefit of post-secondary education?
So as I kind of said before, well, the personal benefits for me from university, if I'm honest, I have to say that what I truly gained from university and having the opportunity to study here was that I was able to find myself as not only a person, but find myself and where I was rooted and reconnect with my indigeneity. And then, you know, yeah, the intricate relationships that we formed, those were also part of you know, the personal benefits. And then just, I guess, like the tools that we acquire from our Indigenous studies courses are so beneficial in that, you know, it opens our minds and our hearts, I guess, to new perspectives and ideas. You know, and there's things that are important to have because we need them to be able to take them back to our communities and share them with others so that, you know, in hopes to create change, and even if we can, within the colonial system. I think it's important. And just university, if I hadn't come to university, I would have never met the people that I've met. I don't think I would have grown as much as I've grown now. And I think that my journey in reconnecting with my indigeneity would have taken me much longer than it did. Those are important things that we take from this, is that it's knowledge and wisdom and I guess a journey of the self that, you know, of coming into being, of us just reconnecting with ourselves, and that's, I think, a benefit that I will take and carry with me for a long time.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, and I think I share that same experience because I always felt pressured to have come to school because life was always so chaotic. There was always something going on at home or within the family, and I never knew what was going on until I came to school at UBC here and learned the history of our people, you know, the colonization. I learned about the residential school, the truth, in fact. I attended residential school and I didn't understand it, so being exposed to some of the literature and some of our discussions in class has helped me to understand and realize some of my struggles in my life and my family as well.
Yeah, and those are important because, you know, it forces us to question who we are and what's going on around us. And I think that without these opportunities, we wouldn't be who we are right now, and other people wouldn't be able to have that coming into being journey.
Yes, absolutely. And I agree again, Tatiana. I think that it's important that we never forget that past. I mean, a lot of people always, you know, they always say, get over it, right? I mean, we can't forget the past because that is the reality. And, you know, some of our people are still suffering today because of this.
Tatiana, although I know the answer to this question, I've sat in many classes with you, but for the listener's sake, is integrating Indigenous viewpoints in the classroom important to you?
Yes, I believe, yeah, that, you know, integrating Indigenous viewpoints at the university should definitely be something that's mandatory in all faculties. Because the Indigenous perspective exposes us to new history and current paradigm that's not constructed by the colonial canon. So, you know, they reveal the true first people's histories and the ongoing oppression that, you know, Indigenous people have to face. And, you know, the state's active participation in it, and an oppression that worked and still works to disconnect us from our lands, refused and still refuses our culture, and shamed and still shames us as a result of our race. And so the viewpoint, you know, it's important because it shows, you know, the impacts and the imposition that, you know, we had to suffer and still suffer. And, you know, if it's important as well because this, knowing this and acknowledging this, breaks down the colonial constructs and the settler privilege and exposes, you know, people to the colonial constraints that, you know, work to confine our brothers and sisters on a global scale. And it's something that should definitely be taught in our classes because it's important, even professors, I think from all faculties, it's important that they are aware and acknowledge these histories and the Indigenous viewpoint. I have an example of a course that I took in art history. So one was taught by an Indigenous professor who heavily considered the Indigenous viewpoints and integrated the Indigenous culture. You know, she shared things with us that were important but cultural and you know, and then there was things that she kept that were sacred and she wasn't allowed to share with us. And so, like, those are learning moments for students who are Indigenous, but even more so for students who aren't, so that they understand, you know, the parameters of the culture, the Indigenous culture. And then it was a great class, like, you know, and she created a safe space for us to have conversations, whereas I had another instructor and she was non-Indigenous teaching about Indigenous art and culture, and it was really hard. It was a really hard class to be in. She didn't consider the viewpoint, so there were a lot of misconceptions and just in a negative perspective of Indigenous culture, of Indigenous people, and it's not correcting those conversations. It's not leading them to different places. And so in that class, you know, without the Indigenous viewpoint, it literally became a class where it was me and two of my other peers against the world, pretty much, which was, it's difficult to have to hear, you know, inaccurate histories, things being said about our people. And then for our professor to look for us to answer these questions because we're Indigenous. So why not, since they're professors, why not they understand that viewpoint? And that's because it's something that's not mandatory in our schools. And it should be. It's so important because, as I said before, you know, it deconstructs the colonial paradigm. And for us, it's essential because, it's just so important and essential that, you know, it's a part of our decolonization. The viewpoint is it's just crucial to have.
Yeah, I think as Indigenous peoples, it's our duty to speak out against that kind of information. When we hear things that are inaccurate, then it's our sole responsibility to speak out against it. Tatiana, one of my last questions is, what do you think is the difference between studying at home with family and studying away from home amongst strangers?
My life has changed immensely since attending UBC. As I said before, I guess, through these courses, inspiring Indigenous professors, this journey for me has been one of coming into being, finding myself and understanding who I am and where I come from, understanding the drive and the limits that I have. And ultimately, it has allowed me to embrace my indigeneity. And it has enabled me to look at the world from different perspectives, and given me hope as it's connected me with individuals that are just like me, who want to make profound, long-lasting change, and peers that want to tackle the injustices that we face. And yeah, and it's just made me more aware of myself and the situations going on around me, and the discrimination that Indigenous people face, not only here, but on a global scale. And that it's changed me in the way that I've also, in my coming to being, I've understood and accepted and realized the responsibility that we as Indigenous people and Indigenous individuals hold in working to change the discourses, the colonial discourses that are current, by challenging the notions. So in that way, yes, UBC has definitely changed my life.
Absolutely, I agree. I feel the same. My life has definitely changed since coming to UBC. Although I struggled throughout my educational journey, of course, caused by the separation from my family, my homelands, my language, I think that was the most difficult for me. And what I noticed changed for me is that I understand myself and who I am as an Indigenous woman. I also now understand how colonization has affected our people and still affects our people today. I think that coming to UBC has allowed me to open my heart to understanding and to take my role as an Indigenous woman more seriously. I am so sorry that we have run out of time. I know that Tatiana has a lot more to say. She is not only a good friend, she's also a comrade. Again, apologies, Tatiana. We'll have to finish this off at another time. And for our listeners, thank you for listening to this podcast, Coming Into the Circle, How to Better Support and Understand Indigenous Students as They Study Away from Home. You can also find this segment at www.citr.ca. The music you heard in this podcast was Indian Girls, written by Westwood and Fontaine and performed by Eagle and Dawn. I'm Tina Alexis. Again, thank you for listening. I would say.
Tuned into National Aboriginal Day programming on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia, which is located on the traditional unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. You just heard the first episode of Coming Into the Circle, a podcast series created by Tina Alexis through UBC's First Nations and Indigenous Studies Practicum program. Up next is episode 2 in the series. Enjoy! Hey,
welcome to 101.9 CITR, UBC's radio station being hosted on unceded traditional territory of the Musqueam people. Dahuja Sabuzi Tina Alexis, Sapang Isama and Peter and Minnie Alexis, and John Neltene Chanal Yanya Wadasni Ink is John Keo E. Musquiam Habilsan Etuadabe Nelchanatia. And John da kel hodal e yet a tel tak. Satlana and John Stein Grant Alphonse Hatsatni. Enig is Lana cha. Ne ho hodal e ne batla harin la. Hello. My name is Tina Alexis. My grandfather and grandmother are Peter and Minnie Alexis. I am honored to be hosting this radio series on unceded traditional Musqueam territory. Welcome to Coming Into the Circle. Thank you so much for listening. This series is being created in conjunction with the First Nations and Indigenous Studies program here at UBC and CITR Radio. So this series specifically highlights how we could better support Indigenous students as they study away from home. In our classrooms, we talk about how we could better the lives of Indigenous peoples, the many displacements that our people have suffered from, and many other colonizing factors that continue to plague our people today. In our classrooms, our amazing professors also teach us that it is important to stay connected to our cultures and our lands. And today, on the phone with me is Mr. Grant Philip Alphonse. Grant has shown through his hard work and dedication to his community how vitally important it is to stay connected to the lands and our culture, including our language. Grant is a respected member, leader, and educator of the Tsilhqot'in Nation, with his homelands covering a vast majority of the Caribou Tsilhqot'in. Grant is also an alumni at UBC with a bachelor and master's degree in education. I have to say that I have so much respect for Grant, as all his accomplishments prove that it is all possible to walk in a good way, leading a healthy life, and against all odds, he has paved the way for many of us that have chosen academia as a way to better our lives. It is an honor and privilege for me to be interviewing Grant, I have to apologize in advance for the static that is common in phone interviews. I just wanted to say, please don't let that distract you from the main theme of Coming Into the Circle. So in this interview, I wanted to understand how Grant managed studying away from home with the theme of Coming Into the Circle, how to better understand and support Indigenous students as they study away from their homelands. First of all, and again, I want to say Chanal Ya Grant for taking time out of your busy schedule to sit and talk with me. I truly appreciate and respect you for all your hard work, your dedication to our language and our culture. Once again, Chanal Ya, and welcome to our podcast, Coming Into the Circle. Grant, please tell the listeners where you are from.
Again, my name is Grant Alphonse. The name of my nation is Tsilhqot'in. My community is Tsilhqot'in.
The Tsilhqot'in homelands covers a mass majority of the Caribou Tsilhqot'in, and the Tsilhqot'in people take their connection to their land very seriously. I once heard a former chief say, we will fight until the end, even if it means dying for our land. So yes, and in all respect, land is important. And with that being said, Grant, do you have other family members that attend UBC now or have in the past?
Yes, quite a few have won through UBC Vancouver, and presently I have a nephew that is attending UBC in the Okanagan campus, and I've had other members attend over the years there as well, so both Vancouver and the Okanagan.
That is so awesome to hear, Grant. I too believe that the more of our people that pursue education, the better for our communities. My daughter just graduated 2 years ago with a BSW, so technically I am the second, and my family is my immediate family. There are seven of us, and so the statistics are pretty low. As a DACAT student, Grant, my experience of coming to university was challenging due to being separated from family, culture, community, language. I just wanted to know, Grant, what was your experience in transitioning from your Silk Road territory to study in an urban area such as Vancouver?
I did find it difficult being separated from family to live in Vancouver to attend post-secondary, especially as during this time I lost both my parents and several other close family members. There, of course, is the culture shock of such a different environment from country to city. No one to speak my language with, and so many other little differences.
Yes, I truly believe that is important, to stay close and connected to our community, to our language, to our lands and our culture. And I completely understand how it feels when I see an Indigenous or Dakath person, I automatically want to start speaking Dakath. I mean, hearing and speaking Dakath is definitely one of the things I miss the most while being away from home. And I know for myself that being raised by my grandparents and being on the trap line, oral tradition was a big part of my upbringing. So a lot of the values that I carry with me today are based on those oral traditions. And yes, so I will keep those teachings close to my heart. And of course, I will pass those on to my grandchildren. With that being said, Grant, based on your experience coming to UBC, what do you see as a personal benefit of post-secondary education?
Personally, I see benefits of post-secondary education in the way I am able to integrate our Tsleil-Waututh traditions and beliefs into Western teachings.
Is integrating Indigenous viewpoints in the classroom important to you?
Extremely important. I believe we can apply our viewpoint everywhere, because it is exactly that, our viewpoint. Everyone's perception is colored by the environment they grew up in. I believe it is essential for everyone in their educational journey to learn the various Indigenous viewpoints. In our community, I work to ensure our children are learning Tsleil-Waututh language, culture, and more.
I read Grant's master's thesis, Decolonizing and Reclaiming Tsleil-Waututh Identity Through Storytelling, and I want to say that I too strongly believe that what is important to sustain our culture and our identities can be done through storytelling, oral traditions. What stood out to me, Grant, in your thesis is the connection of the land and the language and how essential it is to have a spiritual connection. I know that as Indigenous peoples, our land is who we are and is a resource that will sustain our people for a long, long time. I have heard an elder say that without the land, we are nothing, and without the people, the land is nothing. It is of utmost importance to take our responsibilities of stewards of the land more seriously. Now, Grant, has your life changed since coming to UBC?
It certainly has changed. I've met many people from various places all over the world. My belief in my own Tsleil-Waututh culture has strengthened and deepened.
And I think what I noticed change for me is that I understand myself and who I am as an Indigenous woman. I also now understand how colonization has affected our people and still affects our people today. I think that coming to UBC has allowed me to open my heart to understanding and also to take my role as an Indigenous woman more seriously. What do you think, Grant, is the difference between studying at home with family and studying away from home amongst strangers?
Well, it depends on what you are asking with this question. Do you mean during holidays or a program that allows you to stay at home like an online program? Some clarification on what you really want to know for this question, however, there are both benefits and detriments to being at home in your home community. You have a better support system in place at home, but it's so much easier to be distracted from your study path as well.
That is so very true, except I never really saw it that way. Perhaps missing my spiritual and cultural aspect plays a big part of that. I know that having an unbalanced wheel sometimes makes it difficult to see the whole perspective. I think for myself, I just felt so obligated to go to school. It was almost like attending the residential school all over again. What I mean by that is personally, I felt like I didn't have a choice. For me, It felt like in order for me to live a healthy, happy, and normal life, I needed to understand why there was so much chaos in our lives and in our communities. Coming to school has helped me to understand why we face the difficulties, and just knowing what our people have gone through now since coming to university is very eye-opening. It makes you stronger, you know, considering the fact that they tried to do away with our people, considering the history, I mean, we're still here, we're still alive, we still have our culture, we still have our language, really, really proves that we are a resilient and strong people. Grant, as a Daketh student, I understand coming into the circle to mean the process of creating and finding a supportive, understanding, and culturally safe community. I just wanted to know, Grant, what does coming into the circle mean to you as an Indigenous person?
To me, it means entering into a place where we are all looking for that sense of balance, where we look to balance the mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical sides of ourselves. Within this group, we find assistance from others to achieve this balance, and in turn offer assistance to others to help them also achieve this balance.
Absolutely. What Grant was talking about is the medicine wheel, what we had discussed a little bit earlier, for the future students. It is important to keep the mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical aspects in balance. Grant, I just wanted to know what you think would be the easiest and most efficient way to study away from home, again, keeping our future Indigenous students in mind when we answer that question.
To create that community of support systems away from home, the UBC First Nations House of Learning and the Vancouver Friendship Center both work very well towards this goal. However, further work toward unification of students is always helpful.
Yes, absolutely. Tuesday night powwows, and Wednesday night they have West Coast night at the Friendship Center, which is on East Hastings. And my last question, Grant, is do you have any suggestions that will make the next Indigenous students' transition of coming into the circle easier?
I think just making friends and adaptation is very important. You have to pretty much accept what you have in front. As Indigenous people, we are somewhat used to that. Adaptation is what we have been doing for a long time, and I think that's what one needs to do is, whether it's foreign to you, you have to quickly look around and adjust yourself to be healthy and happy and that sort of thing. Accept what is in front of you. The sooner the better, otherwise you'll be having a hard time adjusting.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. The sooner the better. I guess in closing, Grant, can you please elaborate on why it is important for us as Indigenous people to stay connected to our language, our communities, our culture, and, of course, the land?
Very important to have that in place, because land has always been there for us, and we are there to protect it and also to have the language in place, because the language is what defines everything. You, the land, and Indigenous people of these areas, it's very important. Much of the language is tied into the land. So if you separate the two, it becomes very difficult. And I believe that is one of the reasons why colonizers still continue to work on that, to separate us away from our language and the land as well. If you have the three together, then you're connected. That's who defines you. It is very important to practice those and to sit and occupy these lands that belong to us as indigenous people.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Grant. Thank you so much. Once again, it's an honor and privilege for me to interview you. Chanalya.
Chanalya, you too. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you again, Grant, and thank you to our listeners for listening to this podcast, Coming Into the Circle, How to Better Support and Understand Indigenous Students as They Study Away from Their Home. You can also find this segment at www.citr.ca. My name again is Tina Alexis. The music you heard in this podcast was Indian Girls, written by Westwood and Fontaine and performed by Eagle and Hawk.
Are tuned in to National Aboriginal Day programming here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia, which is located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. My name is Eleanor, and I am the volunteer manager at CITR in Discorder. You just heard Coming Into the Circle, a two-episode series created by Tina Alexis. Before that, you heard Wolf Tracks, a three-episode series created by Chris Cardinal. Both podcasts were created by these students as part of their First Nations and Indigenous Studies practicum program here together with UBC and CITR. You can find both podcast series available on the CITR website at www.citr.ca, along with all of the other content broadcast today. For more information about UBC's First Nations and Indigenous Studies program, you can visit their website at www.fnis.arts.ubc.ca. Stay tuned, there's lots of great programming coming up. Thanks.